figure out like when they want to do that or what they're.
We could go to Chili's.
It's true. There's a Chili's in San Antonio, I'm told.
We could just go there.
We're taking over this Chili's. Skillet queso for everybody, motherfucker.
Woo-hoo.
God, that sounds like the best.
Yeah. Dude, right? Actually, I didn't mind waiting around because I downloaded I opened up some packs from Goblins vs. Gnomes and just started playing around with some new decks.
Yeah.
Hot new cards.
Hot cards.
This is the best time to be playing that game because everyone is trying new shit and no one knows what they're doing anymore. Yeah. It's Toka Tuesdays, man.
It is Toka Tuesday. Oh, it's even 8:30. Like, it's late enough.
This is the time.
This is bullshit.
Fuck that.
What's going on?
Here's how the East Coast supposed to sound and shit, man. I got Jones in here with me.
Here we are. I specifically booked my flight for Wednesday to ensure that I got two Toka Tuesdays in.
Smart. That's smart.
As a Slice says, I downloaded Hearthstone but never played it because it seemed like everyone was too good. Now is the time. Now is your time.
I think I still have it installed.
It's a more even playing field right now. Everyone is, it is just fucking chaos out there. Especially considering just like how many weird random factors are built into the new cards. That's the thing a lot of people keep telling me like they hate that game for is because it does have a lot of random elements to it.
Nah.
And sometimes trying to build strategies around that shit is super frustrating. Me, I love it. I love the fucking chaos of it. I don't care if I get fucked by it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, I just wasted 10 minutes, big deal, next game.
Right. Do you get anything if you lose?
You gain level still for your character. That's really all you get from playing. Like, you don't... Like, if you can also complete quests still. I mean, a lot of them involve, like, winning games with specific classes or whatever. But some of them are even just, like, play this number of this type of minion. Or, you know, do this amount of damage to enemy... That kind of stuff. So you're still building towards something.
That's, like, the weird smart thing that, like, I think a lot of people forget about when talking about stuff like Call of Duty 4 is how important it was that even when you lost, you still felt like you were making progress on something.
Right, it's not a complete waste of your time.
Yeah, like, well, I'm at least a little bit closer to unlocking that next gun, and maybe that'll make it so I lose less next time. Or, yeah. Insidious, maybe, but smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just spent a little time thinking about it, and nope, I don't want to go play Hearthstone.
Alright. I know that when you have made your mind up about something, it is something of a fool's errand to try and push you off of it. And you have said you have played it, so at least you have some experience with it.
Yeah.
It's not going to work for you, it's not going to work for you.
Yeah, it's still a card game.
Like, nothing about that game should have been appealing to me at all.
Yeah.
I don't have any great amount of experience with Warcraft lore. I have no affection for those characters, essentially. And I don't like CCGs. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Just takes for mid.
Yeah. Here I am. FlashX454 says Sonic the Hedgehog CCG. How do I ban this person? How do I just kick him out of this room
really,
right now?
You know, there's not a lot of good moderation tools for. If you swipe the message to the right, there's a delete button, but I don't know what that does.
Nah, you know what?
Is it for everybody or?
You know what? I'm just going to leave it there so that he can sit there and stew in his fucking shame.
Everyone needs to know that someone said that. Tails does flying damage. It's very...
Play a kiss the human card. Everybody throws up and dies.
Yep. I've got a really good blue deck. There's some new mode coming to WWE Supercard that requires people to have over a little over 20 cards. They're saying, like, you need to have 20 plus cards, so start leveling up.
Do you know how many cards I have in that game? Enough to fill out a fucking King of the Ring tournament. That's it.
Yeah.
Everything else has been fed into other cards.
I set out trying to get every common, like, basically every card, so I wanted two of every card so I could make a pro version. And then feed the pro version to, you know, whoever.
Right.
So I, if you go to the card catalog, I have acquired all of the commons, all of the uncommons, almost all of the rares. And then from there, it's very spotty. So I have about 50 cards in my deck because I have, like, here's a super rare Bray Wyatt that I'm waiting to get a second one of so I can just, you know, combine them and feed them.
What's the one after super rare?
Ultra rare.
So I have one ultra rare card and the rest are all super rares.
My exhibition deck is four epics and one super rare. The Diva is super rare pro because I don't have an epic Diva.
You should stop playing WWE Supercard. You should just stop doing that.
Yep. You're right.
Like, I played that game for a solid like month and a half. You know, I put my time in with it. I knew when to abandon ship. I recommend doing the same.
Yeah, it's a... Yeah. That would be the smart thing to do. But my page just reached max level, and now I can work on getting Rob Van Dam up to max level, and then Big Show and Cena, and... Like, I'm in the Epic Plus tier, man. I'm so close to Epic Plus Plus, also.
What's your end game? What do you want? What are you trying to do? Where are you trying to get to?
I was thinking about blowing my brains out on live television.
All right.
On an episode of Raw?
Yeah, this would be... Should be a good path toward that.
Yeah. If I get really good at it, would it let me meet Vince McMahon? That would be an alternate end goal that would involve less bloodshed, maybe.
No, you get to meet John Laurinaitis and he just laughs at you.
I'd do that.
Yeah, I'd be down to meet John Laurinaitis, totally. I guess he presented...
Is the pay-per-view this weekend?
Yes, it is.
That feels soon, but I guess Christmas probably prevents them from going much later.
Yeah. Yeah, they gotta get that shit in before the holidays.
Stairs.
Tables, ladders, chairs.
Stairs.
Stairs.
Cares.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the hug match.
Heard about CM Punk fighting the Green Ranger, or the Green Ranger at least trying to make that happen. Yeah, we talked a little bit about that on the podcast. That guy is not going to fight CM Punk anywhere ever because that guy is not in the UFC. That dude just does MMA matches in random places.
Unlicensed casinos. The January 4th show last year. Or this year, I guess.
Yeah. Like, I think he's kind of bad and old. And
that match was not good.
Yeah.
It's being bad.
I think that was the match I skipped. But yeah, he's still around.
Where it is also really crazy.
Just bonkers.
I remember there being one of them where the specific, like, point of the tournament that month, or, you know, when, however often they were doing them, was David's versus Goliath's. So it was like they took all their littlest dudes and put them, like, they didn't even have fucking weight classes. It was just like, here's some fucking little, thick motherfucker just choking out Tank Abbott because fuck Tank Abbott.
Right.
You know, just... That shit was awesome.
God, Tank Abbott sucked.
I think WCW for a little bit.
Yup. I want to say that was like the precursor to the Russo era. Like, they brought him in about a year or so before that dude showed up and fucking started wrecking everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 99. Oh, I apparently had my ordering wrong. So Russo apparently left because they wanted to book him as the world champion, and Russo wouldn't do it. So I guess I got the timeline wrong there. I mean, I wouldn't want that dude.
No.
Either. I always forget that, like, a lot of those people had, like, one, maybe 2 year runs in a lot of those companies. Like, a lot of those kind of weird personalities like that. It just felt like forever, because in wrestling terms, that still is kind of forever.
Yeah.
You're still seeing them, like, 52 times a year.
I was surprised, like, they had the Cruiserweights episode of that Monday Night Wars show. And they actually managed to get through it without showing Rey Mysterio not wearing a mask.
Mm.
Like, they allude to it. They show Kevin Nash holding the fucking mask at one point.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
I had my problem with that episode was the same thing I've had with just about every episode of that show, which is that they don't know how to fill an hour with any one particular subject.
Yeah.
Like, that first episode is great because it's such an overview of so many different things.
Right.
But every time they hyper-focus on a subject, it's like they can't resist just repeating the same shit, the same sentences over and over again about, like, how this was wrong or that was wrong. And so they have to have, like, 9 people give the same one-sentence quote about whatever it is they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, 14 people in that fucking Cruiserweights thing all say the exact same thing of, man, those Cruiserweights, they were doing shit that no one else was doing. Right. Like, that's it. And that was their entire contribution to that episode.
Yep.
The fellow who went into surgery earlier was a success.
Great.
He apparently had a torn slash detached retina.
Ah, fuck.
That's super fucked. But he has a wicked eye patch now, and he came out okay.
Good, good.
Right on, Brian.
Congratulations.
That's like the second story of like massive eye damage I have heard in 2 days. Because we were talking about the Vader having his eye knocked out in a New Japan match thing yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Still one of the most horrible things I've ever seen in any sporting anything ever. I don't like eye stuff.
Nope.
I don't even like it when people put their hands near my eyes.
Well, we missed the smoke out mix.
Ah, shit. Well, might as well just jump off the Golden Gate Bridge then.
Alright.
Bob Barker's asking me to elaborate. So he was fighting Stan Hansen, I believe. And Stan Hansen was elbowing him in the head so hard that he fractured his orbital bone. And the dude's eye pretty much just popped the fuck out while still attached.
Yeah.
So he actually had to just pop his fucking eye back in, which is one of the most horrible things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I imagine being able to see out of your eye while it's not pointed at...
That's got to be disconcerting.
Yeah. I don't even like thinking about that.
Alright, no more eye talk for the night.
Yep. So we are getting close to the bridge.
We are. So if you want to ready your bridge questions, we'll be hitting that in a couple minutes. Is almost over.
It is, yeah.
Thank fucking God.
Sure. You know, it's some amazing highs this year and some staggering lows.
Unprecedented lows.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're above the water. It's close enough. Send in your bridge questions.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. Adam Colton asks, how many cables do you think are in the Golden Gate Bridge? Like 4?
Sure. Yeah.
I feel like I actually used to know the answer to that question for some reason. Like, I knew more about the Golden Gate Bridge than I should have, but I've forgotten most of it.
Did you watch that documentary about jumpers or something?
I don't think that's where I got that information from, but I have seen that documentary, and it's one of the most depressing things you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Tell me about life, Alex, says DasBoot85. Dating a friend's wife's sister, yes or no? Yes or run, rather. Ah, you know, it just depends on how chill the friend and their wife is. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
If they're cool with it, then what the fuck?
I mean, you run the risk of, like, having that whole thing go wrong in a way that you are no longer friends with your friend.
Yeah.
And his wife, but...
Eh. You know, if you're a well-meaning individual and you intend to do right by her, right? You know. I don't see any great reason not to. Sarah Nizzle asks, what is 2014's 2015 Delayed Game of the Year? Otherwise known as the Most Anticipated Award.
Halo the Master Chief Collection?
And it's probably Witcher for me. That's definitely the thing I want to play the most.
Quadrilateral Cowboy?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think that was delayed necessarily, but...
Yeah. Anything else?
I'm trying to think. I mean, you know, like, I want to play Mortal Kombat a lot.
I am also...
That was not delayed, but...
Still.
I am interested in Dying Light in a way that maybe I shouldn't be, but I don't know. Maybe that's good.
Yeah.
I have it. I should probably install that preview build and look at it.
Fair enough. Brian asks, will Vinny and I start a podcast and when? The answer is yes, and I'm going to say probably in January. That's at least what we're going to try and target anyway.
Yeah, sometime next year.
Yeah. Let's say early 2K15. So as to not make any, like, ludicrous promises here.
Yeah.
Nolan asks, how do you guys get into the zone when you've got a bunch of shit to write but not enough time to write it? Speed.
What?
I do tons of speed.
Oh.
That's how.
Well, okay.
No, I don't know. I just, I find that pressure is the thing that gets me to write the most, fastest.
Yeah, definitely. There's a certain, like, I don't have time to even think about this, let alone write it.
Yeah.
That makes it get done very quickly. Write reviews that need to run at midnight that night and finish them at, like, 10:45.
Yeah.
And sending them around for changes. It's like, hey... Peer edit this. What's up with this?
Nation Duster asks, what are your thoughts on the new Wu-Tang?
I haven't listened to it yet. I got it. Here. We could listen to it.
Adam Colton asks, if you had a fatality, what would it be? Mine would have something to do with an eye socket fracture. Fuck you! But not a bad question, otherwise.
Damn. I always thought it was cool when motherfuckers dropped arcade machines on motherfuckers.
That was good. That was Liu Kang that did that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, something involving a lot of neck snapping. Like, just gratuitous neck snapping. Like, he's already dead and I'm still just snapping that neck repeatedly.
Yeah, just finding new places to snap it.
Yeah.
Bone chips at that point. It's just an impossible mound of white chunks.
Alright, I like it. So, I'll take any last-minute questions here if we got them. Jake Hicks says, is Reggie Fils-Aimé good for Nintendo?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, probably, I don't know. I have no idea what that man does, like, day-to-day. And what his impact really is on Nintendo. In terms of being a spokesperson, I think he's okay.
Yeah.
I think they've bought into their thing a little hard in a way that I don't think they've earned.
Sure.
Sometimes. Like, I don't think he's as funny as, like, they position it, basically.
I don't think he's funny at all.
I don't think he's smooth.
No. I think he's, you know, I think that for an executive, he is able to exude more personality than perhaps most.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's funny, and I don't think he's, like, necessarily that charming. It's just that he sounds a little more human than normal. And he obviously at least knows Nintendo's catalog well enough to speak intelligently about it.
Yeah. But, like, is he doing a good job? Like, I'm not 100% sure, like, that I know enough to answer that question.
Yeah.
Because, like, at the end of the day, like, I feel like Nintendo US's decision-making is incredibly limited, like...
Right, they exist for the pleasure of Japan.
Right, like, a lot of it is like, all right, Japan told us this is what's happening, so this is what's happening.
Yeah.
We can push back a little bit, but not that much. Sean Layden's a little stiff, the new Sony guy.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a real great read on him.
It's like he's been there a long time, and he's got some credibility, you know, with games he's been credited on and stuff, but... Yeah, you know, Jack Trenton's a hard act to follow.
It's true.
But it seems like they've just got a bigger, like, team approach now. Which is probably smart.
I'm sorry, what is it about?
It's all about the motherfucking money.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Now. Try to listen to this Wu-Tang Clan out. Play A Better Tomorrow, the album. Is that a valid command? Rat Bit do that? No. It apparently launched some kind of trivia. It launched that trivia app.
That's not it. Do you want me to just pull it up?
This is more fun.
All right.
Play the album A Better Tomorrow.
Album A Better Tomorrow now playing.
After all these years, all right, then.
What you said was true. The Shaolin and the Wu-Tang is very dangerous.
We really are just like fucking inches from those phones just being, just doing everything.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Getting there.
And I'm gonna tell you one time, you gonna love me.
I had to get the money, said it wasn't a choice.
That's loud.
Got hearts on the bars, 80s loving the voice. Morphine flow, numbing your joints. Palmer nigga like he number 81 from Detroit. Zombie like World War Z. Antidote to your virus, your highness. The world on me, capital G. From those eckies, so deadly all in your rain, I snow heavy. Sick main, Nick Cage, high rock with fire. Forever with bars, sorta like a life with the son of anarchy. I be breaking bad, walking dead, daydreaming and making a band, dancing with the stars. American, I don't need the mentalist with the big band.
Still number one, still number one, still number one, one, one. Still number one, still number one, still number one, one.
Most duplicated, anticipated, validated. Urban legends in the books with the ones who made it. Highly celebrated, everything was work-related. Current top 40, got the blue DNA up there. 20 years, killer bees, yeah, we hold a pen.
It's all right.
To stand so yeah. Cover with my co-defendants. Just a first impression.
In remembrance, struck these jewels so they can live through my descendants.
Youngin', I can see your drawers, pull your pants up. Can't even call yourself a man until you're man up. And if you call yourself a fan, you need to stand up. This ain't a party, it's a church, keep your hands up. And I don't care over the city when the summer comes. Your summer done, we'll forever and we're still number one. Still number one, still number one.
So have you bought cards in Hearthstone at all?
Yeah, I dropped a little bit of money in that game.
How do you buy like a pack of 10 or?
They have a whole bunch of different like numbers.
Yeah.
It goes all the way up to like, oh, I forget how many it is, but the maximum is like $70, and it is like a lot of packs if you buy that. But like,
it's not like they don't guarantee rarity, do they?
The only thing they guarantee is that there's at least one above regular tier card in there in every pack.
Okay.
So, you know, you're not guaranteed any legendaries or whatever, but like, there's always something at least that's above the basic tier. I don't think I've ever spent more than like $20 at a time. Usually I spent $20 once, and then the other times I've just bought like, well, you know, I'll just throw like $5 down on this.
Let's go see the sewer band holiday concert.
I bet that's great.
Free and achieve more, but first we gotta win with no stalemate. all I see is victorious peers to the same.
All my trunk tanks are bulletproof, and the truth. Look the track, clean the roof, my thought ready, aim, shoot. My knowledge 120 proof, I tear the roof off.
Spirit of is saying that Papa Roach is still making music.
What?
There might be a new P. Roach album out there.
No.
That could be true.
That can't be true. Why would Papa Roach put out a new album? Why would who? Like, I understand if, like, they're just recording music and, like, keeping it to themselves. Like, sure, go for it. But putting it out there implies that, like, they think that someone would want to hear it other than themselves.
I do believe that is the implication, that they believe this.
That's scary.
It seems misguided, right?
Yeah, a little bit. P. Roach.
Oh, God. The new album is called Fear. F.E.A.R.
Great.
Dot.
Yeah.
The upcoming 8th album by Papa Roach. It is out on January 27th.
Oh, alright. I'm getting it.
Yeah.
I like new shit, you know, so...
I opened for Papa Roach once at a fucking teen center in Martinez, California.
It's the place to do it.
Yep.
Hey, is there like... They're Sacramento or something, weren't they?
Vacaville.
Nothing's from Vacaville.
They are.
Nothing that makes it out of Vacaville, anyway.
Somehow they broke free of the force field.
Gross.
The Papa Roach fuck-up is probably my favorite rock band fuck-up of all time.
Which, what was that?
So whatever the Cut My Life Into Pieces song is, we put that in the game as DLC at some point. But when they sent the master tracks over, they didn't just send the regular master tracks. What they sent was the master tracks free of any mixing or effects or anything.
Oh.
And no one in audio noticed. Because I think everyone in audio was so just willfully unaware of what that band even sounded like.
Right,
they just assumed, well, this sounds like shit, never mind. And so it made it to QA, and I guess someone in QA brought up that this sounded wrong. Because the drum tracks sounded just muddy and awful, the guitars were horrible, and there were no effects on whatever that dude's name is, his vocals.
Jacoby
Shaddix, I believe. And it was like his vocals especially were just atrocious. Someone raised that this might have been a problem. That bug was rejected, and that song went up onto the marketplace exactly as it was.
Fantastic.
The band was not pleased.
Ah. Did it get fixed?
No. That song was never fixed. So, if you want to hear what Papa Roach sounded like before any producer got a hold of them, that is a great way to do so.
I kind of want to hear that.
I mean, just go look up any gameplay video of that from that game of that song, and you will experience the magic. It is wretched sounding. It sounds like a demo.
Yeah.
And I think that was initially how someone tried to spin it was, okay, well, what if we just said this was like an original demo recording or something of the song?
Yeah.
I don't even think that story made it very far. It was just sort of like, we just did, like, no one cared. So right. It was like, whatever. Yeah. Oh no, our Papa Roach relationship is damaged. Fuck.
Whatever, that's on their people.
Yeah, it is, because they sent over the wrong shit. I mean, yeah, someone at the higher level of that studio should have probably been aware of that being a problem. But, you know, whatever.
I like that Rock Band's ongoing gift to the world is all these masters floating around.
Yeah.
Mash up into the instrumental purposes.
Enjoy all these isolated vocal tracks.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Wait, there are Linkin Park Nendoroids?
What?
Really? There are apparently Linkin Park Nendoroids.
What's a Nendoroid?
I don't know. If I click on this link, this isn't going to close anything, right?
No, you should be okay.
Oops, I'm unable to open link.
Alright, well,
fuck it.
Use your phone.
Oh, they're action figures. They're like tiny action figures.
Oh.
So Linkin Park now has their own tiny action figures.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Striker asks if I've been catching up with VGCW. So I watched last week's. I did not watch tonight's because I was, we were doing other things during that time.
How's it been?
It's still good. It's still fucking crazy. And, you know, it's amazing to me that he is able to keep doing interesting things with that.
Yeah.
As time goes along. But yeah, I've been pretty into what he's been doing. They just retired Angry Video Game Nerd. He's gone. I think he is finally cleaning house of all non-actual video game characters.
Good, good.
I think Kacho is the only one that is still left. I don't know who that dude is. He's a Japanese.
Yeah, it's the Game Center CX guy.
That's right, that guy. So that guy's still around somewhere. Other than that, I think you're still hanging around in
some developmental thing.
Their developmental thing. I think you have essentially become their Bill DeMott.
Okay.
You will forever be there as the, you know, the guy to test against.
Ah, all right. I'm satisfied with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be on the main roster. I don't want to taint it. I don't want to be.
Yeah. He has a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Don't put real people on it. It's ridiculous.
I'm not really going to tease out much of anything in regards to guest list this year. I'm going to let most of those be a surprise, but because I have his list in hand, I will let this one be known. Baz McMahon will be doing a guest list for us this year.
Yeah.
They point out that Sagata Sinchiro is still floating around. That is true. Although I still consider Sagata Sinchiro to be more of a fictional character.
Yeah, sure.
Angry Video Game Nerd is absolutely still a thing, Dasboot. That guy is still making videos.
No kidding.
Yep. Huh. The only one of his videos I've ever watched was that Big Rigs one.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he finally did that like 10 years after I did.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know that I've seen that guy. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, you know, it's a shtick.
Yeah.
He seems to do it well for his audience, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume he's still out there doing something. You definitely just don't hear his name as much anymore compared to the PewDiePies
right.
of the world.
I guess he went away for a while to make an Indiegogo funded movie that looks terrible, and now he's back.
Okay. Rooster Teeth made a movie that they crowdfunded.
Boy.
Those those guys just got bought. They sold the company or whatever. To some YouTube monster.
How are you finding this album so far?
It's all right. Yo, it got foggy.
It did.
And then tomorrow it's going to rain like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What time's your flight?
11:55 in the morning.
So basically, you need to be at the airport at 11.
I mean, I'm probably going to get there even earlier than that because I'm checking a bag.
Yeah.
I usually try to get there with like a solid like 90 minutes between.
So if you're going to be there at 10:30, you're going to have to leave the house at like.
I mean, I'm probably going to leave around. I'm planning on leaving around 8 because I got to drop off the car. I got to do other shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. I never got fully on West Coast time, so.
Yeah.
I'm probably just going to crash.
Well, it's more that, like, traffic will be potentially fucked.
Right.
And if it's raining, if it starts raining tonight, like, tomorrow morning.
I think the storm isn't supposed to start until later in the day tomorrow.
Okay,
like, it's supposed to be, like, toward the evening.
Okay.
Yeah. Chunky Gerbil says POD is also releasing an album in 2015. Well, fuck.
Well, POD is just dope.
Yeah, obviously.
Which? What song did POD do?
Boom.
Oh, okay, right, of course.
That Alive song, I'm Still Alive.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And
that Crystal
South
Method
Town
remix
or whatever was their first song.
Yeah, that Crystal Method remix of Boom is all right.
Yes, that is the version of that song that is tolerable.
I might even go so far as say that I like it.
Oh, Youth of a Nation. Yes, that is also a song they put out. They had like, I guess they did have like 4 singles that were semi-popular.
Good on you, POD. It's just like a Saliva POD Papa Roach thing that like. Those are just all the same bands, right?
Yeah, like somewhere in there, like Seven Dust and fucking Taproot and all that other shit's fucking floating around, too.
What about Edema?
Yeah, Cold. Oh man, this is the worst piece of. Well, I mean, there's a lot of horrible fucking pieces in that CIA torture stuff, but
yeah.
According to Stryker, Bodies, as in the Bodies Hit the Floor song, was used consistently by interrogators at the Guantanamo Bay detention camps in 2003 and was consistently played over a 10-day period of time in 2006 during interrogations of Mohamedo Al-Slahi while he was exposed to variable lighting patterns at the same time.
And how'd that go for everyone?
You know? Fuck, man.
I don't know, man. You blast that song at me for 10 days, I'd probably tell you some shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if that was the extent of the torture, then I don't think we would be having quite the uproar that we were having. But
yeah,
let's just say they went a little further than that.
Did they play that Fieldy record also? Fieldy's Dreams? Because I'd be going pretty far.
Yeah, that's it. That's the end of it. That's where it stopped. Once they hit Fieldy's Dreams, it was just like, nope.
Everyone broke. Everyone
wouldn't
all
you?
Ends of the equation. Absolutely, yeah. That's, nope. That's. I'm in possession of that album. I feel like a criminal.
I would straight up fucking.
I feel like I fucking own a machine gun in California by having that thing.
I would end of 1984 that shit. I would fucking confess to crimes I did not commit just to end it.
Yep. yeah, some of that stuff's really fucking sick.
It is. I haven't read, like, all of it yet, but I've...
And just so fucking futile on top of all that. You know, like, obviously, like, just terrible fucking things to do to humans. And then, oh, by the way, it doesn't work. Well, fucking great.
Not only does it work, but, like, the people they're targeting, like, half of them are just completely fucking innocent. If not more. You know, it's just, the whole system just seems so fucking scattered and insane. Points out that the Punisher game had interrogations in it. And yeah, you know what? That game was fucked. That game was like top to bottom fucked up. It was also kind of the only thing that game really had going for it.
Other stuff, so they went out on their own.
Yeah, alright.
I got a pizza delivered by someone who told me all about it. Wanted to talk about the local pizza business.
Mm.
Because she had worked for the Domino's before and then went to go work for some other pizza chain. And then when they reopened Domino's in town, she went back to work for Domino's. So when I ordered Domino's, she remembered me, which was, it's a tragedy unto itself. It says a lot about my life at the time. Told me all about the pizza business.
Mm. Pizza evangelist.
Yeah.
Spirit of also points out that 24 game had interrogations. Horribly implemented interrogations. They were there. Oh, I remember.
Yeah, it's like GTA 5 had its whole torture scene.
Which was lousy.
Fucked up thing.
I only remember the 24 ones because I sort of reenacted one of them during the video review where I strapped Brian Eckberg to a chair and threatened to shoot him in the head if he didn't tell me about the graphics.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I never really had much of a problem with torture scenes in media because they're fantasies, you know?
Yeah, I know. I think if you can find a way to make it narratively justified, I'm like a little more able to stomach it. I think in the case of that Punisher game, it was just there was so much of it, and that was kind of the only thing it had.
Yeah.
And the GTA thing, like, it felt like them grasping for controversy in a way that just seemed woefully unnecessary.
Yeah, I could see that. There's definitely an element of, like, we're gonna make you do this.
Like, you know, again, I'm
hitting square over here, guys. You're not freaking me out.
I've become hypersensitive to violence all of a sudden. You know, I've done my share of, like, horrible fucked up things in video games. I just, you know, I need something else there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they're just using that stuff as a shortcut to like, try to appear edgy, then, you know, that shit never works.
All right, well, on that pleasant note, we are back. Yeah. So we're gonna call this.
Yeah.
It's good to chatting with all of you. I'll be back, I'm sure, again sometime in the foreseeable future, and see y'all later.
Yeah, San Antonio.
San Antonio.